The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Yud Gimel, Amma Shmuel Yuraka Shomuch Chama Adam Yotzi Ben Yedei Chavosu BePesach Who Posted the Sukkah Mishum Aver My Taiva Came to Lchiyav Shei Parchi Benafli Kiman De Lesnu Dami That these Yurakas that are kosher on Pesach for Mora some of them that they since when they dry up they just disintegrate and they're brittle so they passled the sukkah because it's, they're considered like Avir and Avir passels in Gimel Tvachim in terms of the Schach. Rashi points out there that really the Gemara could have given another reason also because they're parts independently because Oichlim and Yerokas are possible because they're Mekabel Tum and therefore they're possible for Schach. Except that there's Nafkamina because the Shir of Schach possible is Dalet Tvachim and the Shir of Avir is only Gimel Tvachim. And Toysis says the sugi is talking about Yerokas Shlo Huchsru, that there was no Mayim put on it, so therefore they're still, even though they're not Mekabel Tumah, they're still possible. So the Rashas there, and as this is discussed in Machrayim, whether this halacha of Yerokas that didn't have Heksha, are they and Oichlim, are they possible Midirais Midrabonon? And the Rashash assumed, since they're not Mekabel Tumah, since they didn't have Hechshemayim, so it's only a Drabonon din. But others disagree, and they think that it's a din diyavaisa. So in terms of this Shaila, whether Oichlim that are not Huchsha are possible for Schach, midiraisu, so the Rav said this should depend on what the halacha of Heksha Oichlim is. Is Heksha Oichlim, which we learn from the Pasuk, Ki Yuton Mayim Azera, is that halacha, a separate halacha for Kabbalah's Tumah, you need Heksha Mayim? Or that the halacha of Heksha Mayim is a definition as relates to Kabbalah's Tumah in the Shem Oichel? So the Rav said this should depend on the Rambam, the Machlex Rishonim, but that the Rambam interprets that halacha of Hechshemayim that has to be Levatzon requires not just the Levatzon of anybody but Dafka of the Bailam. The Rambam is Perek Yud Beis Tumas Oichlim Halacha Aleph. So if it requires Dafka Levatzon Bailam, that's because you see it, that the Hechshah is a Tanai in the Shem Oichel. And without the nichus of the bailim, it can't be transformed into to Shem Oichel. Just like this halacha that to be morid kalim lidei tuma, it requires dafka machshavas habailim. So if it requires dafka machshavas habailim, so as she described, maybe it's a loch in the Shem Oichel. So in this Shaila, the Rav pointed out there's rise that's a loch in the Shem Oichel, because the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Lamed Vav that Shchita is machshir for Kabbalah's Tumah, and and Rashi says there that Shchita is Machshel the Bostel Kabbal Tumah because at the Miga the Shaya Shchita Lahach Bosem Mide Evim and Achai Mashvi Leid Namik Uchlu Lagabi Tumah. So you see from Rashi's Loshen it sounds that's a Loch in the Shem Oichel, and also when the Gemara says in Chulin that Chibas HaKoidish Machshav Aso, Chibas HaKoidish is that if something is Koidish it doesn't require Hechshemayim because the Shem Koidish itself gives it a Shem Oichel and therefore it doesn't require Hechshemayim. But if it was just a Zaitik at Tanai, an independent Tanai in Kabbalah's Tumah, so then offhand Chibas HaKoidish should not be a substitute for Hechshemayim. And the Gemara says in just a riot to the Rav, the Gemara says in Chulin Dav Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, this Gemara says Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yehuda Pera Shelo Huchshiru Ketana Shelo Nigmaru Malachdo Domi. So you see it's a locha in the Shem Oichel, and just like there, it's like a Tana Shelo Nukta, like a that's like a the Kli or the Tana is incomplete, and similarly the oichel that doesn't have hechsher on it, didn't have ma'im levatzon on it, so that's also it's incomplete in terms of the shem kli as relates to the loch of tumah. So in terms of whether a kli that's not hechsher, excuse me, a oichel that's not hechsher, a pavus, whether they pass a pavus, do they pass the sukkah midiraisa midrabbanon and eschach pasul? So if it's a loch hechsher ma'im in the shem Shem Pri and Shem Oichel, so maybe therefore it's not considered, that wouldn't pass on Midiraisa, and that's the opinion of the Rashash.